This goes to Dr. Prakash Sarvapalli, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Janice, middle initial is I, Horak, H-O-R-A-K, date of birth 5/15/1939. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a consultation for Mrs. Horak, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which have been noted since January 7th of 2020. The patient does have a long history of using oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Currently, she's taking ibuprofen 200 milligram. She takes 2 to 3 tablets 2 to 3 times a day for her arthritis pain. It's generally in her hands and feet, also back and neck. She's also had recurrent urinary tract infections, and she's currently on a preventative dose of doxycycline, 100 milligram once daily. And that has prevented UTIs for about 3 months, she believes. She's got chronic edema of the lower extremities, and she was on spironolactone. That was stopped within the last 6 months, and she did fine without any fluid retention or weight gain. And then she gained about 6 pounds overnight and became short of breath. She went into the emergency room, and they advised that she should have a diuretic and potassium supplementation due to her history of running low potassium levels when she takes non-potassium-sparing diuretics. And she's done well with a low dose of Lasix, 20 milligram daily, as well as potassium, 20 mil equivalent daily. And that is helping her. Currently, she has no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. She does have chronic atrial fib, and she can generally tell when the rate is too high. She becomes breathless at that point. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena, occasional constipation, chronic edema of the lower extremities. Urine is currently clear, no cloudiness, no blood, no foul odor, no numbness or tingling of her feet or legs. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, recurrent urinary tract infections. She has seen a urologist, but he didn't feel she had enough urinary tract infections for follow-up, so she has not been back to see him. Also, hypertension, chronic atrial fibrillation, chronic edema of the lower extremities, hyperlipidemia, congestive heart failure, and degenerative arthritis. Past surgical history, she had a right knee arthroscopic surgery in 1988, a cholecystectomy in 1972. She had bilateral total knee replacements in 2014, right cataract surgery in 2010, left cataract surgery 2016. The patient, a social history. The patient does not smoke. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow and lives alone, and she's retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, stroke, and bladder cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to beta blockers, statins, and metformin. Medications, Xanax 0.5 milligram, 1-3 times a day as needed for anxiety. Compazine 5 milligram 3 times a day as needed for nausea. Ventolin inhaler, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed for cough or wheezing. Lantus insulin, 10 units daily. Coumadin, 5 milligram daily. Doxycycline, 100 milligram daily. Synthroid, 25 milligram daily. Lasix, 20 milligram daily. Potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalent daily. Diltiazem, 180 with Cardizem, 240 milligram once daily. And ibuprofen, 200 milligrams, 2 to 3 tablets, up to 3 times a day as needed for pain, and fiber gummies once a day. physical exam, height 69 inches, weight 181 pounds, pulse is 93, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with a midline uvula. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. No carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is irregularly irregular with a controlled rate of 92. No murmur or rub. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen. No palpable masses and no ascites. Extremities, she's got non-pitting edema from ankles up to knees bilaterally. Capillary refill 2 to 3 seconds. Pedal pulses 2+ bilaterally. She does have nodules on her distal fingers, also wrists, arthritic nodules. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 2nd of 2024. Creatinine was 1.46. Estimated GFR had improved to 35. May 14th, 24, creatinine 1.84 with GFR 27 to 12.24, creatinine 1.36, GFR 38. 1.8.24, creatinine 1.43, GFR 36. 1.2.24, creatinine 1.52, GFR 34. 12.27.23, creatinine 1.76, GFR 28. 6.9 of 23, creatinine 1.5, GFR 34. 8.10 of 22, creatinine 1.6, GFR 31. 3.4.21, creatinine 1.7, GFR 29. 1.7 of 2020, creatinine 1.9, GFR 25. Other labs, her sodium 139, potassium 4.0, carbon dioxide 21, this is 5.2 of 24, calcium 9.3, albumin 3.7, liver enzymes are normal. Urinalysis was done 2.12 of 24, 1 plus blood and 1 plus protein. No bacteria were noted in that sample. And hemoglobin was 12.1 with the normal white count and normal platelet levels. Chest x-ray was done 2.12 of 24. That showed cardiomegaly with mild vascular congestion. Her last echocardiogram was done 3/21 of 24. She had normal size, non-hypertrophied left ventricle with normal systolic function. The right ventricle was also normal. Ejection fraction 61%. She did have a small pericardial effusion noted without tamponade. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B. Chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels, most likely secondary to recurrent congestive heart failure, and 2, type 2 diabetes with diabetic nephropathy. The patient will be scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan in ELMA, June 17th, 2024 at 3:30 p.m., We're also going to repeat her labs in June of this year, including a protein to creatinine ratio. We'll do free light chains, immunofixation, iron studies, parathyroid hormone, phosphorus levels, B12, folic acid, and other renal chemistries. Also, retic count to check on. She did have quite a drop in hemoglobin, 15 down to 12 over 6 months. So we're going to evaluate progressive hemoglobin decline. And we've encouraged her to taper off the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory oral drugs as possible. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.